Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings. It's kind of an empty San Diego Landings. Everybody's at these out bluefin tuna fishing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we have Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Sagro Sport Fishing talking some great fishing down at a beautiful island in central Baja there. And so much more to talk about here.
So much fun. We're having a great time. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. So much going on to cover our great trips to Cedros, our Fishing Local. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, it's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete made a great point earlier. Whenever you're sending a text question through, make sure that you include your name and your contact info. It's not like a normal text message where you just send it to a phone number. It's done through the app only, and it doesn't provide your contact info. So if you're the winner of the big trip, we need to make sure to be able to get a hold of you so we can get you all fixed up. And speaking of big trip, man, do we have a great prize for one lucky caller today or texter, and that is a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. You're going to get to go fishing with Captain Matt Brawla, Captain Ryan Boschian, and get in on some of that amazing fishing that those guys have been having. So a great opportunity for one of our lucky callers or texters today.
All right. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there.
It is, and our FishDope.com report today is sponsored by Gamakatsu. Check out the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, including those new size 2s and 4s, perfect for finicky fish from that Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. With Gamakatsu, you'll have that choice and the confidence that you're getting the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at selected tackle stores. We got our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Pete, Rosie, Jeff. Great show this morning. So this April, guys, it's definitely shaping up to be one of the windiest in recent years, and this week was no exception. Oh my God, did that wind machine crank up a little bit, though. But even though we've had some rugged conditions offshore to deal with, there's been some noticeable highlights for sure. So offshore, even with these tough conditions, man, those bluefin just are biting. And they were really biting last night. A lot of guys already got limits. But it's mostly catchable-sized fish for the most part, 25, 30, up to like 50, and then a few standouts in that 60- and 100-pound class, so you've got to have some heavy tackle around. And a high percentage of that fish is on jigs, and a high percentage of them jig fish are at night. But there is some daytime fish also, both jigs and bait, so got to be prepared with the whole spectrum of stuff to try out there. The areas for the private boat fleet, man, that's not too far down. Nice little spot of water from the upper Hidden Bank down towards the Hidden, down towards the upper 500 there like that. If you go to the fish dope, you can easily see that break that the fish are stacked up on. They're definitely in the warmest, cleanest water. And nice little area, not too far. So hopefully we get that weather to straighten out a little bit. Still grumpy down there this morning for sure. So along the coast, man, it's sad. This sector here from Santa Monica Bay just above me a little bit down to Oceanside, it really took a hit from the weather. Water dropped from 61, 62 like that down to 54 and 55.
Oh, wow.
It just wrecked our local bass bite and the sprinkle of big sea bass that are starting to show better for sure on some of the spots. So that's going to take a little bit to straighten out there. Now, this upcoming week here, we're supposed to get, and I say supposed, we're supposed to get some better weather. And if this verifies, here is a prediction for you guys. At both San Clemente and Catalina Islands, both islands have got some squid, and both islands got worthy populations of yellows and sea bass, although there just hasn't been a whole hell of a lot caught just because the weather's been so tough.
Yeah.
But this upcoming week is the upswing to the dark of the moon. This, in my opinion, is prime time for sea bass fishing. These are the fish of the April moon. I wrote that chapter in my Catalina book. This is when I feel a lot of sea bass and yellows, but sea bass mostly, move into the islands. We always had better fishing right in this time frame. So if we get that break in the weather, I'm feeling this next week could be epic at both islands in terms of yellows and sea bass fishing. So that's this week's report. Still got some weather to deal with, although it's getting better, and a lot of fish around, so it's maybe time to go fishing, guys.
You heard it from the man there. Did you go fishing? Go. This is sea bass time right now at the island. So
listen
to the man who literally wrote the book, Mark Wish there. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys will have all the information for you. And like you say, they have the temperature charts, where to go, what the fish, how to do it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code hookup now. Lowercase, no space. $20 off using the code hookup now. And also, I want to make a note here that CCA California put out a press release that said that significantly more white sea bass caught in California are hatchery fish than previously thought. I don't know that you saw this report, Mark, but the genetic the genetic remarkers caught from recovered tissue samples archived showed that there were 700 sublegal fish captured from Newport Beach, Oceanside, and San Diego and coastal areas in the mid-1990s, and the comparative analysis found the genetic markers that 46.2% of the white sea bass caught in these areas originated in the hatchery. That's compared to 7.5% that have coded, 7.4% that have coded tags. So also, 50 adult collected commercial fishery in Mexico, so Cedros or wherever, 30% were identified as originated in the hatchery, and they and none of them had coded tags. So what they're suspecting now is that somehow the coded tags aren't working as effectively as they're thought. They're shedding the coded tags.
Yeah.
Something's happening there, but to almost 50% of the local fish here originated from the hatchery.
That's
just shows
crazy.
You that that program is working.
And they've always said, too, one of the things that I always remember Bill Shedd talking about was that, you know, the one thing that can't be determined is when a adult hatchery fish, you know, produces, you know, spawns and produces millions of other fish, you know, like when those ones grow up, there is no tag, there is no anything else. I mean, like, there's no way to mark how much those hatchery fish are adding to the population,
right,
too. I mean, there's no denying what a great job that program is doing.
Working. Yeah, for sure. So go out and catch them, right? And Mark, how do we find you?
They've released, I think, well over 1.5, maybe 2 million of those little fish now. I mean, you got to imagine that they're helping out a bunch. That's really in for good info there, Pete. Thanks for reading that.
For sure.
And we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, by the big Chevron station there. And the phone number at the shop is 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And get ready for some better weather and good fishing, guys. It's coming.
All right.
I like it, Mark.
Yeah, and let's go. You'll want to stay on with this report right now. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're going live. Captain Bill Cavanaugh is calling us from the Intrepid. Good morning, Bill.
Pete and Rick, how we doing?
We're doing great. We always love you, hearing from you from the boat, and you're always calling with good news and a good story.
Dude, last night, holy cow. We had really good bluefin tuna fishing last night. It was amazing. The night before that, same deal. We had a really good night bite. So we're on a 3-day trip right now on the Intrepid. This is our last fishing day. Night number one, night bite, limits of bluefin tuna, mostly 40 to 60 pounders with a few 30 pounders mixed in. We also had a couple fish that were pushing 70. During the day, we were spitting on school. Did get mostly 80 to 90 pounders and scratched some of that better grade during the day. And then the sun went down and the fish came up. Got an epic night bite again last night. Same grade, 40 to 60 pounders.
Jeez.
Like biting. Like you drop your jig down 100 feet and it stops. You put it in gear, wind down, and you got one on. It was like that as fast as you could go until we had our daily limits. It was really something else. There was a number of guys that had similar results on that night. Yeah. There's a number of guys things. So last night was a really good night for most of the guys on the bluefin grounds, night bite fishing. And Yeah, we're just stoked. We've had great fishing. We're currently down the coast kind of looking for yellowtail and kelps just because we wanted to mix it up. We got one more night of fishing bluefin before we get in tomorrow morning. We've just had really good fishing. I wanted to call in with a report.
That's fantastic. God. And is the weather starting to straighten out a little bit?
No, not really. But you know what? We were all worried about this weather. I got a call from the boss, Ken Price, the day before the trip. He's like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'm like, what do you mean what are we going to do? We're going to go fishing. It's weather. It is. And if it gets too bad, we can always, you know, jog in it or whatever. But, you know, we all get worried about the weather forecast. But real time, once we got on scene, it was never that bad. The weather that we had for 2 days was better than it had forecasted. We have some residual sea right now because there was a pretty good ball of energy out to the west, and we got some sea, but there's very little wind here today. It's decent. It's good enough. It's plenty fishable, and we fished right through it and had really good fishing.
Good. Yeah, what a well said. That's awesome.
Absolutely, and it looks like a couple days here of pretty decent weather coming up here, so it'll probably lay down a little bit, and if you're worried about that, like he says, just go fishing. And I also want to say congratulations to your new office manager, Katie Schmidt.
Yes.
Such a great win for the Intrepid there.
Thank you so much for saying that. I wanted to make a comment on that because we couldn't be more happy. She is awesome. She, you know, we had a little bit of a learning curve as far as the transition and the switch, and it couldn't have gone more smooth. It was basically seamless, and she did a great job, and we're really looking forward to all the good things she's going to do in our moving forward.
Yeah, Katie is perfect for that position. Perfect.
Yeah, she's great. Well, hey, Captain Bill Kavanaugh from the Intrepid, sure appreciate that report. They're biting. Did you hear that? Get on a boat if you can and go fishing.
And don't worry about the breeze. They bite right through it.
Yeah, they bite right through it, obviously. Thanks, Captain Bill. Appreciate the report.
All right, you guys are awesome. Thanks for doing such a great job. We'll talk to you later.
See you, Bill.
All right.
That gets me pumped up, dude. That gets
unreal.
Me so pumped up.
Like he said, drop it 100 feet and you're on.
Exactly.
That's my kind of fishing, right?
I think he wrote something on the Intrepid's, whatever, Instagram or Facebook or something, that it was a quote from one of the pastors. Man, I love this spot. Every time I drop it down and hit the bottom, I instantly catch one. You know?
Yeah. Amazing.
That was really cool.
There you go.
Yeah, every time I hit the bottom, I got one on.
Well, while we're waiting for our C4 Sport Fishing report from Marcos, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. We'll do the phones, and this time we're going to talk to Dave. Dave's calling us from Anza this morning. Hi, Dave. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And Rosie, Jeff, just hearing you has got me so pumped up about getting back down there again this summer. It's something about your trip. It's more than a fishing trip. It's just a great Baja experience. I love that flight down there along the coastline, that beautiful Baja coastline. Then when you see that island come into view, it just really gets you excited there. So, yeah. My question for you, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but I'm the kind of person that always brings along more than what I need. What kind of supplies are you going to have down there, mainly fishing tackle supplies, are you going to have available down there that I can leave behind?
That you can leave behind. You're talking about leaving some tackle behind.
So you're going to bring extra. You want to bring extra
stuff. I don't have to take stuff. I don't have to take down with me. Yeah.
Well, as far as your tackle, I mean, you know, if you're fishing 7Xs or Taddy 14As or whatever your like surface iron, if you want to go a little shy on them and maybe bring like 8 or so, and if you lose a few and you need to get some more, well, you know, we definitely have a tackle shop down there. Javier's got a great tackle shop. He also has line available down there. He does have some jerk baits available and that type of stuff. We do try to get you down there with what you need, as far as tackle and sabikis and you don't really need a lot of even weights down there. A couple 2 ounce, 4 ounce, maybe a 6 ounce at the most. So you don't really even need to bring like a lot of weight down there.
But I think shedding your like packing weight is, like you said, don't bring boots, don't bring extra clothing. I think that's where you want to shave. And don't bring extra, quadruples and triples of things, but don't skimp on your fishing tackle only because that's what you're going down there. Like, don't rely on the fact that somebody else probably left some jigs down there, so I'll just use those. Bring the stuff you want.
Bring what you need.
Yeah.
Definitely bring what you need. And I got to tell you, it's like, I think you're going down in July, so you're going to be like, you know, doing a lot of surface iron fishing. So definitely, you know, bring your surface iron fishing gear and tackle, and then you know, then the stuff that you're going to get your exotics with, like we talked about, the halibut and the white sea bass and stuff. And then if you want to leave something down there, you're more than welcome to leave some stuff down there. Maybe for the next guy that might lose a jig or two, he can pick up a jig or two.
How often is bait available? Always?
You know, bait's always out there. I mean, we usually go out there every morning, and I would say 95% of the time we make bait before we go out with our sabiki setups. And, you know, whether we use it or not, fine. Or, like, you know, Javier's trying to put bait tanks on the boats. And sometimes if you need to maybe put a little chum out there to help out, that's totally what he's doing there, too.
Yeah. So it's in the mornings, right when you get on the boat. It used to be we'd go outside the harbor, and you would fish around the openings on either side. Now it's just they push off the dock, and you go about 40 feet. And
it's actually in the harbor.
In the harbor.
Wow.
And yeah, so what they're doing is, they just get a tin of sardines in tomato sauce. For whatever reason, the mackerel like the ones in tomato sauce.
No kidding.
And you open it up, and they just kind of, you know, chunk it over the side of the boat, and then magically the mackerel appear.
Wow.
And so
you want to bring a bait catcher.
Yeah.
Or two.
Well,
or three.
Bring your sabikis.
Exactly.
You know, I bring one for every day. I'm going to give you a tip. For those who use sabikis, I learned this the hard way. Use a 4-ounce sinker.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't and you hook 5 mackerel that are, you know, 12 inches, you're going to ruin your sabiki. You need that weight to keep them
straight.
And it's easier to manage when it comes over the rail when you grab the sinker to shake that bait off. So
instead of a 2, use a 4
Or even a 6.
Yeah, you're not using the 6 because you need it to get down. You're using it for control.
For control.
Yes.
And I learned that the hard way. And, you know, the worst thing you can do is go down there and think you need one sabiki and your first drop and it's wadded up in a nest.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there trying to pick it apart because you want to participate in getting bait for the boat. But, you know, not necessarily will you always need the bait, but it's nice to have the bait.
Yes.
And it's part of the ritual.
Yeah. Jeff's favorite thing is, I'd rather be looking at it than for it.
Yeah.
So go ahead and get your
bait. If you change your mind after you completely ruined yourself and your gear on yellowtail in the morning and you're going to go fish those halibut in the afternoon, you're going to be thankful that you made bait.
Great point.
Well, and you know, and when you're doing your sabiki, you know, bait fishing, it's like you don't need to go down that far. We have one guy on our boat that kept on putting the sabiki rig down, and he'd come up with all these little tiny calico bass.
That's funny.
I'm like, dude, just go down a few feet.
We had two legal halibut caught just off the dock with a sabiki, and the guy, first time he'd ever fished, so as we're drifting, he kept letting line out, so he was dragging it along the bottom, and
catch a halibut.
Two legal halibut on a sabiki rig in the bay.
There you go. All right. Hey, Dave, have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's continue our catch report.
C4 Sport Fishing, our man Marcos is on the line right now. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. And some good bluefin fishing, huh?
Absolutely some good bluefin fishing. The Polaris Supreme called this morning on the second day of their 3-day trip, and they already have limits for the first 2 days there and still looking around for some yellowtail for the day. So very good fishing on there, and that's kind of been, barring a little bit of weather the last couple days, very good fishing, especially offshore. Pacifica came back yesterday morning with limits of bluefin. They did that actually 2 days or 2 trips in a row there. They had limits there. So those fish are kind of in a 20 to 60 pound range. Polaris Supreme today is 40 to 60, but over the week here, kind of in that, you know, ranging from 20 to 60. So very good bluefin fishing, very catchable. Some bigger fish mix in there here and there. The San Diego is back at the island today. A little tough week for them as far as the weather goes. They canceled the last couple days. We're hoping they're back down there catching some of that yellowtail. The half day trip, still, again, a little weather there slowed things down, but still very good rock fishing, other bottom fishing in there. Seeing a little bit of bass. Haven't really gotten those yellowtail to bite. They seem on and off for the last, you know, couple weeks here. So definitely some stuff there. Check the website, c4landing.com. We got the schedule up there for those half days, the full days, the 1 days and day and a halves, and there's good fishing options on all of those. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Can always come down and visit us in person. We're going to be more help you out any way possible there and get you out there fishing.
Awesome, Marcos. Well, great job. Appreciate that very much. And look forward to hearing another great report here next week. Glad to hear that fish, like we said, bit through the weather, and there was still some great fishing to be had by those guys.
Absolutely. You know, it's like we said multiple times here, don't wait until the fishing is good because you never know what's going to pick up. Just get your gear ready and get out there when you have a chance. See if you can catch some of that fish.
Right on, Marcos. Great job. Appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. So. Hey, I want to remind you that Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Always such great deals. Their Easter special is running through April while the supplies last at their Old Town location. Their famous $25 lunch bag special still available. The Wiggle Treat Pet Treats are 3 for $25. Their famous rubs are 3 for $20. Or you can get 10 for $60, an epic deal on all those killer rubs. You can get any of their 6 delicious smoked cheeses for only $30, plus a free lunch bag and a free pound of smoked fish, 3 packs of tuna jerky. Let's see, it's for $30 plus a free lunch bag and pound of smoked fish, 3 packs of tuna jerky, and 3 packs of smoked cheese. That's all for $55.
Great
what
deal.
A killer deal that is. You can get it all now while supplies last at Fisherman's Processing on Taylor Street in Old Town in San Diego.
I was over there the other day picking up a chunk of bluefin tuna that my friend Steve left me, and Sean said the sale's going great. So get
great
it while
news.
Supplies last and get over there and take advantage of it. Hey, you have a good text going on, huh?
Yeah, definitely. This one was from Darren from Menifee. It just says, hello, Rosie and Jeff. I'm heading down to Cedros in August. I have Shimano and Daiwa jerkbaits. Should I change the hooks and the rings on those, Jeff? And then also, what about snap swivels to change lures quickly? Is it better to retie direct to the lure every time? Also, do you have plastics available, or should I bring everything that I have? Can't wait for my trip of a lifetime. That was from Darren and Menifee.
Wow.
Well, there's a lot in that one, if I can remember everything he was asking. So as far as the jerk baits, yes, I fish those as well. Changing out the hooks, your decision. I will tell you it's a lot easier taking a fish off with a stinger hook than it is 2 treble hooks on a jerk bait, especially when you have 2 calicos on it, which happens very frequently.
Yeah.
And it's just a little safer to handle as far as, let's see here real quick,
Snap swivels. Retie.
You know what? I like not having points of failure, because if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. And I like to direct tie. The little swivels or the little snap rings or the clips that they put on the front of the jerk baits, to me, are hazardous to your health, because you're going to go fishing. You got a little rough edge on that ring. I don't think it adds any value. The fish in Cedros are hungry, mean. They're aggressive. You don't need something else rubbing on your line. It's just make it simple. Make it easy on yourself. Direct tie. You're going to
tie a good knot.
Learn how to tie a knot. And I guarantee whatever you're going to do, you're going to have fun.
That's cool.
There you go.
How about lastly, the plastics? Bring everything you got, or can you supplement while you're down?
Well, it comes to how much are you going to target fishing fish with plastics. I've been down there, and I've gone through 50 plastics in a day. And that's disheartening, because when you run out of them and you still want to fish the fish.
Yeah.
Now, you know, would 100 be enough? Maybe. You know, depending on if you're going to fish bass every day, all day, while you're down there. So it's just going to depend on you and what your intent is. But I always go down with a bag, a variety of probably 20, 25. And,
7-inch Viejo.
Yeah, if you can find them.
If you can Corey.
I know
Corey's
pouring
like crazy.
Corey,
you have the Fisherman's Lens?
Yeah.
Well,
awesome.
Corey takes care of you.
We have... Rosie and Jeff ruined one particular color of MC swim bait for us.
Forever.
Christmas tree.
Yes.
When somebody comes into the store with a giant handful of Christmas tree baits, we always ask, well, what date are you going to Cedro sport fishing on? How'd you know that? You know. Anyways, that is such a Rosie and Jeff and Cedro sport fishing favorite that Corey is a very good friend of ours of the shop. We have not hundreds, but thousands of that. Like, we have a Christmas tree in 5-inch Viejo, 7-inch Viejo, weedless, standard swim bait, Viejo swim bait. We are so loaded for Cedros this year. Yeah, we have we have a ton.
So my recommendation is...
We have a ton of them.
Get down here now and get them. Because when they're gone for a while.
Yeah.
And I would recommend... And I know it might sound weird, but I think every tackle box should have it, is a little tiny tube, you know, maybe a 1-inch long tube of crazy glue, gorilla glue.
That's smart.
Those baits get hammered and bit up, and you know sometimes they still stay together if you can glue them. It takes just a second. Put a dab of glue on there, and boom, it's back in business. So, but bring an ounce and a half, 2 ounce weedless heads if you're going to fish in the boat. Get you some great range. Get you down in that fish zone. You're going to have a blast.
Along those same lines with your glue, one of the things that takes those baits out sometimes more than the tails getting bit off or just the, you know, the barb that holds the bait to the lead head, that gets blown out. And, you know, so every cast you make, the, you know, we call it getting your pants pulled down, the bait ends up on the shank of the hook. A drop of super glue will usually extend, you know, on the, you know, basically gluing the bait to the lead head will usually extend the life a huge amount of time.
Yeah.
That was a great call, Jeff.
Good call. Bring a couple tubes with
you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like that Gorilla Glue super glue gel because it's not too runny, so you won't glue your fingers together as easy. And let me tell you, after putting hundreds of those Yummy Flyer rigs together, like, we have become super glue experts. That stuff's the bomb.
That's the stuff.
It just glues the
Gorilla Glue super glue gel.
It just glue, you know, whatever that type of glue. I'm no glue expert at all, but it just seems to glue like the rubbery plastics, you know, together real well. And it's kind of thick, so it doesn't run down on your fingers. It's good. It's good. So we use it
for plastics, but not for like putting wind-ons on.
Exactly. Yeah. For that, you want something really thin and flexible and waterproof. That Gorilla Glue is more thick, almost like paste-like. They call it a gel, and that's exactly what it is.
All right.
But yeah, good point, Pete, for sure.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
How about this time we talk to Cheer? Cheer's called up from Cardiff this morning. Cheer, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, good morning, Rick and Pete, dear friends, and Rosie and Jeff. Oh, man, Rosie, I just wanted to call in and tell all the audience, you know, I've heard about the great fishing, and I've been there, and there is great fishing. I mean, great isn't the right term. It's off the charts. It's crazy good. I mean, if you're a California fisherman, which most people are, it's the best fishing possible. The yellowtail, the calicos, the halibut, it's phenomenal, right? But, you know, the thing I haven't heard from everybody is your people down there are amazing. I mean, Richard and the crew at the – they're just fantastic human beings. And if you're going someplace on vacation, you want to be around a crew, you know, that's taking care of you, that are just top-notch, loving, great people. And, Rosie, you've done it. You found them. They are phenomenal. I love going to your island. Primarily.
Thank you. And, you know, they really love what they do.
Exclusively, but primarily for them.
Yeah.
Oh, they're phenomenal. So I just wanted to say that, and I can't wait to get down in late August and tie into some more of those big yellows.
Yeah,
man, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
We
do have a great crew.
Yeah.
They and you think about this. They work a split shift every day from May to November. There's no days off for them.
Wow.
Okay. A split shift. They get up early. They're down, whether it's the ladies making breakfast, housekeeping, cleaning your room. The dock hands are getting all of your tackle while you're having breakfast down to your ponga so that it's ready when you get there. And then, you know, during the day while you're out fishing, they take a little bit of a break. And then when you start coming back in, the ladies are back in the kitchen making your appetizers, making your dinner. The crew, dock crew, is meeting you down at the dock, getting all your fish up. The fillet crew is filleting. You know, the host, Richard or Felipe at the new lodge, are there with you all the time doing anything that you need to have done. So,
and that's a good point. Yeah. Once you arrive at Cedros, for Sedro Sport Fishing, you do not lift anything.
No,
for real.
I mean, they take everything off the plane for you. When you get your tackle ready, they take it down to the boat for you.
Yes.
When you get off the boat, they take it back to the lodge for you.
Yes.
It's seamless.
Yeah,
basically, it is like the ultimate vacation.
Yeah, hitting the easy button.
For sure.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, Cheer, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great fishing information, and more with Rosie and Jeff. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You want to save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. Great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The giant Captain Rollo's used tackle sale is back. Join us Saturday, April 30th at Seaforth Landing for our biggest sale ever. Doors open from 11 to 3. Come early for best selection, and we will see you there.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been so packed. One line open right this second. 213-432-1090.
Have a great text here. A lot of thank you for all the texts. We can't get to them all, but we try and get to as many as possible. And this is just a kudos for Rosie. And it's from Mike in Tustin, and he says, my son Roman and I are going in July. Rosie is the best. Super nice. It will be our first time and can't wait.
Right on.
Yeah. So
you guys,
they're going to have a good time.
Nothing better. I am
what, father-son
father
thing?
Son.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Just ask my husband.
Perfect place.
Yes.
And that's something we should note. Perfect. How old should a kid be to go to St. Louis?
I have kids as young as, I think he was eight.
Eight?
Eight. And I was blown. He caught a fish bigger, a yellowtail bigger than he was.
That's right.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. But
it's
you know,
a great family
10,
place.
11. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, your wife, your girlfriend.
So accommodating.
Whatever.
Yes.
And what if okay, I want to bring my kid down. I don't have any kids, but if I want to bring my kid down,
you got me,
and I want
I got
to just
you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Bring Ricky down. And Ricky and I just want to fish together.
Absolutely.
Right? Can we get a boat for two?
Yeah,
because normally it's three, right?
Yeah,
it's
normally we do three per ponga. And as the years have gone on here, we have a lot of people that are just, you know, like you said, the father, a son, or a husband and wife, or
right.
just two buddies,
right.
whatever. And so what we have done is usually when there's one group of two, there's another group of two.
Right.
And probably another group of two.
Uh-huh.
So what I do is I get with those six people and we lease another Ponga through, obviously, Javier and Lalo. And then we split the cost of that one Ponga amongst those six people. So if you're on a five-day trip, it's $200 per person for the whole five-day trip to have your own Ponga.
That's it.
That's it. If it's a six-day trip, it's $250.
But it's got to coordinate with the rest of the
group. Yeah, we've got to coordinate with everybody. But I have never not been able to make it happen.
Yeah.
I've always been able
to. Of course, you just make things happen, Rosie.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
How can you say no when you're on the other end of the phone with her?
Yeah, it's not an option.
All right, I'll do it.
So it does. I mean, it's very nice to fish with your buddy.
Well, this was a good text, too, from Derek in Lake Elsinore. It says, when we get started on our first day of fishing and we match up with our captain in our boat, do we stay with that captain the entire week or do we rotate through?
For the most part, yes, you will stay with your captain the whole week.
Or 3 days or 4 days,
correct.
However many days
correct,
you're fishing.
Yes. We do have some charters where they do rotate, but for the most part, you will stay with your captain. You'll get to know your captain. More importantly, your captain will get to know you.
That's
your
what
style
I like, too.
Of fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and also remember, this is your fishing trip. So, you know, let the captains know what you want to go for. You know, you might want to go for yellowtail in the morning and then go fish some halibut or calico bass in the afternoon. And they're more than happy to.
That's awesome.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
Don in Woodland Hills is joining us next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Don. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Was listening to Cheer Talk, and I thought it was really interesting and right on about how nice everybody is down there, how nice Rosie and Jeff are as far as coordinating everything. I just wanted to add that if you're a single and you get on a waiting list and you have a chance to go down there, don't hesitate. Rosie will do everything to set you up with a good group of people, and you'll just have a blast. So don't let that ever hold you up.
Right on. That's cool. We did that with Don. He was just a single going down there and hooked him up with a couple of great people on a boat, and it worked out well.
I want to get hooked up on that barbecue pitmaster trip.
You know what, guys?
You can send me on the single on that trip, no problem.
You know, we have probably about five or six trips right now that I have a single spot available or a two spot available. And that two spot on Steph's trip, he just sent me a text. You guys, listen up. If there's two of you that want to go on Steph's trip, it is, you know, mid-July. It's a prime time to go.
Yeah.
But not only that, you're going to have, he sent me a menu, Wagyu outside skirt steak, Wagyu tri-tip, I'm going to butcher this one, but it's Kuroboto pork chops, the Primo pork chops, Wagyu New York strip steaks, and then the last night is Chef Surprise.
Oh, man. I
think I have to ask for a recon trip.
Yeah, I might have to go on that trip with you.
Well, there's two spots. Sure. I'm down arm wrestling one of you.
And so if somebody wants one of those spots or two of those spots, they just call you, right?
Just call. So like,
how do we get a hold of you?
Don't be shy, you guys. If it's one or two guys, I got spots for you. 619-772-7570. Give me a buzz. Even on the weekends, I mean, I do have my phone with me. If I can't pick up, I'll get back with you. Don't worry about it.
And like Don just said, don't be afraid of going down as a single.
Yeah, for real.
Because you've matched many, many people like Don to a group, and now the rest is history. It's they go.
Another
find a new fishing buddy or just go, right?
This happens so often. I get the question, well, I'm just a single guy. Do I get my own single room? It's like, well, quite honestly, no, you don't. But I may just hook you up with your new best fishing buddy.
Totally.
Jeff went on a trip many years ago on a long-range boat, was hooked up with a guy named Randy. Guess what? They're best fishing buddies to this day.
And that happens a lot on the long-range boats.
Totally.
That's
right.
So, don't be afraid to go by yourself and either on a long-range trip or go
that's
with
right.
Rosie.
Go.
Yeah, for sure.
Just go.
Here's a question for Jeff, and this is from Dane in Huntington Beach, and he says, what's the most memorable fishing trip on the island, and what did you catch, and what was your tackle?
It was a brand-new Shimano rod with a Trinidad 20 on it, I believe. And the reason why it's so memorable is that I had stumbled. We were catching fish. My hand hit the rail. The rod went over. And I jumped in, and I caught my rod.
Nice.
That was the best catch. Nice.
And continued to fish the rest of the afternoon. But in all seriousness, every trip has something memorable that happens in it. So it brings you back. It's kind of like golf. You can have 18 or 17 crappy holes, but you get that one hole that you just remember, and the next time that's what drives you to play again, and that's what you remember. So each trip is in itself is unique and has an experience or a story you can tell from it. So just go, have fun, and build your memory book.
Yeah, and like you said, each trip has something special. It's like when you were down there with our son, Zach, and he was, you know, he cast or dropped down and got a white sea bass. And it was Zach's first white sea bass. And for a dad to watch his son catch his first white sea bass, image is absolutely fabulous. Next time he drops down, well, he catches a black sea bass. You know, and it's just, or like, I remember one of my most memorable times, it was, you know, Javier, we were fishing with Javier.
Do you keep black sea bass and just stuff?
You know what, you are allowed to keep them. If you do keep them, we ask you to maybe keep the size that are, you know, 20, 30, 40 pounders. If you guys catch a 100-plus pounder, that's our breed stock down there, go ahead and let them go.
All right, so you're talking about a trip with Javier.
We were down there. I think it was Jeff, Rachel, and I were on the boat, and Javier says, you know, there was a breezer coming. And so it's like, even, and we have Javier fishing with us, too. And I think I threw out my 5X bird crap one that I love so much. And Javier and I are next to each other. We're whining. And then you see this yellowtail just roll on that bait. Oh. And it's like, I'm on. And Javier is on. And Jeff was on. Rachel was on. It was like all of us were just like, good grade of fish, 30-pound fish. And it was just exciting and fun. And I thought, I live for that moment.
Sajos has a lot of memorable moments. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my most memorable moments on a trip to Sajos sport fishing is fishing for calicos with 7-inch MC Bouvieros.
Yeah, your favorite.
Mm-hmm. And right on the beach and hooking a 40-pound yellow, sight fishing to it.
Oh,
seeing him eat
on
the bait.
Yeah.
In the clear water. On the plastic. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It happens a lot.
Yeah. Or like you're in the kelp down there, and it's like, you know, you're not throwing anything in the kelp. You're dropping just straight down. And all of a sudden you look down, you're dropping it, and you see a 30, 40-pound yellowtail on the surface just going through the kelp, and you're like,
Some good stuff.
It's the best.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Sam? Sam's calling us from Los Angeles. Sam, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Shout out to Rosie. Shout out to Jeff. Shout out to Richard and all the guys over there. I love you guys. Every time I went to Cedros, I've always had a blast. They probably know me as the Halibut King over there, catching giant halibut every time.
Yeah, Sammy's the one that's on. Sammy and are on the Facebook right now with that big halibut.
And
that's a serious fish, Sam. Congratulations.
Thank you. There's two spots open on that Steph trip. I wouldn't miss it. If you guys have a chance, you know, we're going with the best. He's like a professional cook. He makes the best Wagyu I've ever ate. I just wanted to say you must bring a Tranx 500 with a jig stick and a bass rod. That's all you really need, because all day you're going to be catching yellowtail over there.
That's cool.
Hey, Sam, I have a question for you.
I just wanted to say a big shout-out.
Who did you take last year to Cedros?
I took my dad. I took him.
That's right.
And he had the biggest blast of his life. And he's been fishing, like, all his life in SoCal. And he's like, this place is different. You know, like, it just, the fishing is unbelievable. Yellowtail fishing, which I really, truly enjoy to do. And, like, catching on surface iron. Like, I try to record it as much as I can. I always put a GoPro just so I can show my friends, like, this actually happens here. You know, like, we nonstop catching yellowtail on surface iron. It's amazing. It's addicting. I try to go twice a year. I love it. If I could go more, I'd go more.
All right. Hey, great. Well, thanks a lot for the call. You had a shout-out, you said?
I just want to shout-out to all the workers over there. I love those guys. They're the best, man. This is no joke. We're not lying over here. You go, you experience it. These guys are just super humble, super nice. I don't know. Especially Rose.
Whole family.
Nobody
could
be Rose.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, Sam.
I am surprised that there's any spots left, period. for even on the second lodge. And the only reason there are spots left is because you have a second lodge.
Yeah, because we opened up 300 more.
Yeah, 300 more spots. And I mean, all the top long range boats full. All mm-hmm. the top local boats full. Alaska's full. You better jump on these opportunities while you've got it. That's my suggestion. Because if you want to go, call Rosie. Are you open today?
I'm always open.
Are you, Angie?
Rosie.
Jeff will tell you. He goes, it's sometimes 8 o'clock at night. If the phone rings and I hear it, I'll go look. And it's like, oh. What's up?
That's cool. Right. Well, hey, I had another great text come through. It says, hi, Rosie and Jeff. What is the parking situation like on the U.S. side where we will leave our vehicle when we're at Cedros? How much is it per day? Is it safe with security? Thanks for everything. Can't wait to try this out. That's from Big Ed.
Yeah, right. You know what? This is so great because the CBX, like I said, is the frontage of an airport. So just when you go to any other airport in the world, there is obviously parking there. Parking at the CBX, though, is really close. It's just right across, you know, a little walkway there. They have four or five parking lots. The CBX is getting busier. So what we did last year is Jeff and I actually made reservations and guaranteed our spot.
It cost you an extra $5 a day.
Yeah, and it's not bad at all. And not only that, but we carpool down there. Mm-hmm. So if you are going with a friend or a couple of friends, make a reservation, and everybody share in the cost. And it is definitely secure parking. We've never had an issue down there. Not only do they have, you know, people that watch the parking lot, but it's all monitored by security. It's all gated off and enclosed in, just like all the other parking lots at any other airport in the country.
Yeah. Well, so I've never had any issues either.
Never had an issue.
Use it all the time.
Yeah, because you go all the time, El Salto or wherever. Yeah.
Well, next week we're going to Loretto.
There you go.
Right out of there. Yeah.
Exactly.
So let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
That sounds good to me. Mike in Torrance is up next here, and let's talk hookup. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. Just want to say what a fantastic time I had down at Cedros a few years ago, and can't wait to get back over there and do the walk across the border. That sounds like such a great deal. Thanks a lot, you guys. Take care.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that walk across the border is easy, guys.
Easy.
It is, and don't be afraid of it.
Don't be afraid.
Because Tijuana Airport is a great airport.
It is. It really is.
It's really nice. I mean, I'm getting to like it better than San Diego.
Yeah. For real.
To be especially honest with you.
Especially with customs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we started going through there three years ago, they were doing a lot of construction, and it was a little bit of a maze. Now you walk in, and your first thing when you see it is, wow, they've done a lot of work, and it looks it's an inviting international airport, well run, kept clean, and the people that have never been through there before, their first reaction is when you come out of the customs area is, wow, look at this place.
Yeah, it's not chickens and goats. It's Starbucks. It's Subway. It's food. It's bar. It's shopping.
They have a wine bar.
Yeah,
they have a club.
It's nice. They do a really good job.
Yeah, and certainly better than LAX. That's for sure. Of course, that's not saying much, right?
But, so is the DMV.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's a nice comment from Brian in San Clemente, and he says, this message to Rosie, are the local kids into fishing? My friends and I would like to bring some tackle and gear.
That's cool.
My wife, being a teacher for 36 years, asked me to let guys know, too, that kids can never have too many books, so very easy to bring down in your luggage. The only issue there would it be in Spanish? You'd want to bring Spanish books, right?
They've got an English teacher down there.
Oh, they do.
Them English, yeah.
All right.
And coloring books.
Yeah,
and all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's true. You know what, you guys? Almost every trip, I get a call. Somebody wants to bless somebody on the island. And if you want to bring down, like Ricky said, coloring books, crayons, you want to bring down deflated soccer balls.
Oh, yeah. Soccer balls are huge.
But just bring a pump.
Year.
Bring a pump with it. They're pretty, books. Yes, absolutely. Tackle gear for the kids. Absolutely. And just get with me. Let me know what you're bringing. I will hook you up with Floor. She is the hostess with the mostest down there. And she will help you get it to the kids that can use it the most.
Oh, that's cool.
They will also, depending on what's going on with COVID right now, what they'll do is they will, if you want, they'll actually take you maybe even up to the school. They'll have classrooms come out, and you can give it to the classrooms and be involved with the giving of your items, which is incredibly rewarding.
That's rad.
Incredibly rewarding. So, yes, please, and let me know what you'd like to bring, and I'll hook you up.
All right. Hey, another great text. That was great. Hey, I just want to say, first off, the website is fantastic, very thorough, and very easy to navigate. My question for Rosie is, are you booking for 2023 yet? That's from Bruce and Lemon Grove.
Well, Bruce and Lemon Grove, let's just talk about 2023. So I will definitely put your name on a list, but please remember, everyone that goes on a trip with us does have the first right of refusal of that trip. So trip number one comes back. Whoever signs up, I will open the trip up then for 2023 right after that.
So you're not booking for 2023 yet?
I am not, but...
Almost like wait list.
I will keep your name and
so call you up, get on a wait list, and if somebody doesn't book...
Hey, I'm looking for July. I'm looking for August. So when something becomes available, I call you and say, okay, I got your three spots. These are what I can put you on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get you dialed in.
Smart, though, to do that now. Get on your wait list now because you're... grab a single spot for this year and go, and then by next year you'll probably be able to find a spot to put him with his two buds to fill up the Ponga.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, and both, and I might add too, the original Sedro Sport Fishing Lodge is great. The new lodge, I haven't seen it, but the pictures look fantastic. Are you going to have trouble with people saying, well, which lodge should I stay in because they're both so nice?
Well, you know what's really great is something that's happened at the new lodge, which I've had people ask about at the existing lodge. I'm a group of three. Okay? You're a group of three, but your rooms only hold two.
Mm-hmm.
So one of us is odd man out. Well, at the new lodge, we have three rooms, double occupancy, and two rooms, triple
occupancy. Okay, that's cool.
So if you're a group of three and y'all want to stay in the same room, we're going to put you at lodge two.
Okay.
And you know what's really nice about both of these lodges is they both offer the same thing. You know, it's like the lodge number two is the rooms are big, the restrooms are big, the kitchen is big, but everything has a sliding glass door that goes out onto a patio overlooking the ocean.
Oh, nice.
I mean,
you can't go wrong.
Sounds great.
You can't go wrong.
And again, I want to remind you, it's only 12 per.
12 per.
12. And so there's not that many spots available.
And these lodges are run like individually. Okay. So, you know, someone says, well, I want to take all 24 spots. No. It's 12 and 12, and they go down on different days. Mm-hmm. I am staggering. The trips are staggered. There's not two planes going down the same day. These trips are staggered. Usually every Monday, Wednesday, Friday through the summer.
Gotcha.
We're going.
All right.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the San Diego and a lot more. You stay tuned. More with Cedro Sport Fishing on Let's Talk Hookup. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great
fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outerland, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out whether the winner is going to be from our callers or from our texters. Rosie, do us the honor. Today, the winner is a caller, the caller side, and congratulations, Cheer in Cardiff. You are going fishing on board the San Diego to Seaforth. Congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations.
Great trip.
Good times there. And Rosie and Jeff, a great show. Never 2 hours enough to talk about a great, great fishing destination. The fish are biting, and time to go. And I just, again, I can't believe you actually have spots this year. So get on it if you want to go. How do we get a hold of you, Rosie?
You know, the best thing really is to just give me a call, 619-772-7570. I mean, you can email me at rosie@sadrosportfishing.com, but give me a call. I'd like to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Appreciate that very much. And sadrosportfishing.com, great destination there, too, for you to find out more information. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board today, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate everything he does, and, of course, we appreciate everything you do. Thanks to all the callers, the texters, and the listeners, we sure appreciate your support. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., right back here in the world headquarters with Captain Al Clowers. He's a bay and offshore charter captain, great guy, great fisherman, and we're going to be talking some local bay fishing and offshore fishing with Captain Clowers. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, and Let's Talk Hookup App.